From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utah's legislature and governor want to expand the state's Supreme Court from 5 to 7 justices. Governor Spencer Cox says it would make things more efficient, but not everyone agrees. Mara Carabello is president of Ex Oro Group, a public relations firm. She discussed this issue on PBS Utah's weekly political roundup. Carabello thinks the desire to change the court is politically motivated because the legislature has not liked some of its rulings.
But that still creates a paradox in which you say, does that mean it's a bad idea? If the genesis was maybe a political conflict, does that mean it's a bad idea? The pro-con is interesting because one of them is the same. One side says, hey, things are going too slowly. We need to unstick things. And adding 2 justices will do that. The other side says, well, I don't know. There's a chance that adding 2 justices makes it slower. The other interesting question is, it will definitely cost more money. This is one of the most expensive ways to fix what is, if in fact the problem is a logjam.
That was Mara Carabello on PBS Utah's Hinckley Report. You can hear the full episode wherever you listen to podcasts. It's been a warm and dry couple of months. The Utah Division of Water Resources says Salt Lake City set a record for the highest November average temperature. Spokesperson Michael Sanchez says just over halfway through December, things don't look much better.
The average monthly temperature has been about 42.2. which is around 8.6 above average, which we don't view as a very good thing.
93% of the state is currently experiencing some form of drought. Last year at this time, it was 19%, and snow totals are well below normal. Sanchez says while there's reason for concern, 2 or 3 good storm cycles could bring the state up to normal levels. And that's impacting ski resorts, too. A lack of snow and people's money worries are creating the slowest start for winter resorts in years. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
With the holidays upon us, the outlook for the ski season is grim. Resorts in many states are off to a slow start, including Colorado, Idaho, and Utah. Tom Foley is the director of business intelligence for Outside Interactive, a subsidiary of Outside Publications. He says the situation for resorts is lamentable, but not yet a crisis.
The lack of snowfall across the western United States and the fact that only 11% of runs are open as of November 30th, that's a double whammy that makes things very difficult.
Only 11% of ski trails across the country were open in November. That's versus a typical 35 to 40%. That hurt early bookings this year as guests adopted a wait-and-see attitude. Now Foley says they might be shopping for deals. Exacerbating the situation are concerns among many consumers about inflation, job security, and wages. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey.
And Utah's weirdly warm weather has indefinitely postponed the opening of Midway ice castles. Climate scientists agree that limiting global warming is critical to staving off this trend. Good news for Utahns who will be driving over the holidays. Average gas prices are down 13 cents across the state over last week. AAA says today a gallon of gas in Utah costs $2.74. In Salt Lake City, it's even less, $2.63. It's pricier in St. George at just over $3 a gallon. AAA says nationwide, December gas prices are the cheapest they've been since the end of 2020. Crude oil prices are low, and supplies are strong despite holiday demands. Overall, prices this year have been stable. You are listening to KUER News.